Random House Audio presents The Holcroft Covenant by Robert Ludlum. Read for you by Rob Shapiro. Prologue. March 1945. The hull of the submarine was lashed to the huge pilings, a behemoth strapped in silhouette, the sweeping lines of its bow arcing into the light of the North Sea dawn. The base was on the island of Scharhorn, in the Helgoland Bight, several miles from the German mainland and the mouth of the Elbe River. It was a refueling station never detected by Allied intelligence and, in the cause of security, little known among the strategists of the German high command itself. The undersea marauders came and went in darkness, emerging and submerging within several hundred feet of the moorings. They were Neptune's assassins, come home to rest, or going forth to press their attacks. On this particular dawn, however, the submarine lashed to the dock was doing neither. For it, the war was over. Its assignment intrinsic to the origins of another war. Two men stood in the well of the conning tower, one in the uniform of a commanding officer of the German Navy, the other a tall civilian in a long dark overcoat, the collar turned up to ward off the North Sea winds, yet hatless, as if to defy the North Sea winter. Both looked down at the long line of passengers who slowly made their way toward the gangplank amidships. As each passenger reached the plank, a name was checked off against a list, and then he or she was led, or carried, aboard a submarine. A few walked by themselves, but they were the exceptions. They were the oldest, some having reached their 12th or 13th birthdays. The rest were children.